You're listening to Superpowers of the Soul on the Superpower Up Podcast, the show that elevates superpowers to the divine.
Hello, welcome. This is David Delmar, your host of Superpower Creatives, and you're listening to our episode, How Food is Conscious Art. I believe everyone is a creator, and it's this inherent birthright that's the source of our superpowers. Stepping into this personal authority is scary, though. This show celebrates creatives that stay true to who they really are, making a living using their creative superpowers. The stories they share will excite and inspire listeners to do the same, making positive change in the world. It's my true joy to introduce our guest for today's show. She's someone I'm really fascinated by and really excited to have a conversation with. Chef Sapora is a celebrity private chef, author, innovator, entrepreneur, and CEO. Chef Sapora has enjoyed a distinguished career as a private chef for celebrities such as Mariah Carey and Jack Nicholson, and athletes like Donovan McNabb. She's a celebrity in her own right, having been guest chef at five-star luxury hotels like the Ritz-Carlton, Paris, and Milan, and the Four Seasons, Tokyo. Her intention for each time she prepares a meal is to provide a truly unforgettable experience. Each dish Sapora creates is presented with artistic flair, her secret sauce, if you will, developed while working for celebrity and high-profile clients. Her company, Chef Sapora Enterprise, comfort food in harmony with your health, is dedicated to improving people's lives by empowering individuals and families to eat well and embrace a healthy lifestyle. The company achieves this through its food and music products, books, and edutainment programs. She's doing amazing things as an advocate for child development as well, helping to educate how the kitchen experience and food selection process does wonders for developing children's minds and bodies. There's so much I want to dive into here, so let's get started by first introducing our guest for today's show, Chef Sapora. Hello, welcome.
Hello.
Well, thank you so much for being here and for everything you're doing to promote health, innovation, and how thinking creatively enhances people's lives. Today, we're talking about our show, How Food is Conscious Art, and Chef Sapora, she takes this to another level. I can't wait for y'all to hear it. In particular, how she does this with music and how music makes her dishes stand out from all the rest. So, Chef Sapora, I want to open up with the question we always like to start off with, which it might seem a little obvious, but what is your creative superpower?
Okay, my creative superpower is my ability to feel, connect, and therefore communicate with clarity to people in such a way that they will inspire and empower their life.
Yeah, I love that. It sounds like you just have really an ability to sort of meet people where they're at and find a way to make that connection with them on a level that they know is personal. It's a real genuine connection that you're able to establish with people and in a way to help them out with their lives. I think that's just amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, because the end of the day, what we do, what kind of business we do involve creativity. We all in the people business. We all do a different thing, but it's always about people. Business don't communicate with the business. People in the business communicate with the other people with the other business. So it's always, always is about people. And as long as we remember this, and we treat people as the most precious commodity, not anything else. People first, I say, business second. I think we would have a better world just to begin with this one, my opinion.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. It seems like that's the missing component in our life. It's just putting other people first. While you're loving yourself wholly and fully, but it's putting other people first. And it just seems like there's so much that's backwards with that. And I just couldn't agree with you more. And I'm so happy to hear you say that, because it's reinforcement that's where the magic in the middle finds itself when you're putting other people first. I think that's just wonderful. Well, I want to ask you this then. To elaborate on that, what is it that you do particularly with your superpowers that you just mentioned? What is it that you do with that, and why do you do what you do with with your creative superpowers? What's the reason behind your why?
Well, you know, I mean, if the core of the core is because I love people, I love to make them happy. And what can make you more happy on the moment when you have a good meal, you feel nourished, you don't feel sluggish, you don't feel bloated, you feel energetic, but you feel good, you feel satisfied, you feel nourished, you feel taken care of. And that's what I love to do. That's really what, you know, that's why I chose food. I could choose music. I tell you, if I would not be a chef, I probably will be a musician.
Uh-huh.
Huh. I love both of them. But I think food is, the moment is my vehicle to nourish and empower other people.
Well, I love that. And you just mentioned your love for music. And if you weren't working with food, you would be working with music. And I know that you have this ability to combine the two to work as your creative process for preparing your dishes. Would you elaborate a little bit about how you use music to make your food have this sort of energetic component to the flavor and the taste and the texture to it? Can you tell us a little bit about that process and how music makes your food the way that it is for people who love it?
Right. So we all know that everything in the universe vibrates. The table that I'm sitting next to it, the computer, the chair that I'm sitting on, you know, the everything. And every vibration have a different frequencies. Mm. So Baroque music, like say Vivaldi, Bach, which is by the way my favorite, Handel, Albanuni, and you know, the Baroque area. This, on a scale of music, is the highest vibration. What does it do? What when we listen to this music, so what actually we find out, when we listen to this kind of music, it's actually lit up the whole brain, not just part, let's say, part of the speaking or part of the creativity, or part of the hearing, or part, excuse me, on the movement, it leads up the whole brain. And it's like you're working, this is your superpower, you work with super power machine, I mean, the most powerful. That will give you the ability to be present. You would not have any voice, any old tape, any noise in your mind. You will be the most highest creativity. You feel healthy. You feel that you can do anything. You will be the most happy. And when you, so this effect every area and part of your being.
Wow.
And this will affect every part of your being. And it will, you know, so you can imagine when you are in this state of being, right? And yeah. And you, now you prepare food for people that you care for. And I suggest you only, you know, I mean, even if you don't know them, just have a feeling for them, the people that you cook for, including yourself, of course. And so when you, from this state of being, which I call state of meditation, it's a state of the zone of the ultimate being. When you cook food, it's not really affect you, the chef, but it's actually physically, biologically affect the people who eat the food. Affect them emotionally, affect them physically, affect them mentally. And this used to be, until now, my secret weapon. Now I unleash my secret. I want the whole world to know about it. Because when people eat my food, they said, it's not only good, there is something special. And that's what the special, the music is the extra seasoning, the extra layer. And you can imagine, let's say that, for example, I'm just using this, let's say, that we are in the hospital and cooking for people with the intention to make them well, to make them healthy, right? And we listen to this kind, we are in this kind of vibration frequencies. You can imagine the effect that will be on the people. So the music and the food, you know, it's actually affect anything. Effect of when you want to study and when you have the highest course. And I can tell you stories and stories, and I can tell you the power of vibration with Dr. Emoto, with his book, where he actually had the pictures of how vibration affects physically the molecular structure. And I'm trying to be simple, not too scientific. I hope I am.
But yeah, we are.
The power of the music. Music is beyond healing. Music is everything. Combine it with food. We cannot live without food. And I said to people, I said, what can you tell me about music? I said, look, you know, we've been told, choose, you know, the company that you surrounded yourself with, right? Choose the right food. Choose the right environment. Choose the right school. And one more thing, choose what kind of music you listen to. I don't know if you have a minute, I would like to share, and I don't know if I share on my previous program. Do I have another minute?
Well, this is so awesome. Oh, we need to take a quick break because I really want to hear more about what you're saying, because I'm totally hooked on every word you've offered so far. So before we do jump into a break, let's tell people real quick where they can find out more about you, Zipporah.
Okay, so my name is Zipporah. And it's Chef Zipporah, and I'll spell it for you. C-H-E-F, like friends. Z, like zebra. I, P as in Paul, O-R-A.com. You can find everything about me, about my book, about my CD music that we produce, T-shirts, you know, we are now producing some courses. They are not online, but you can ask me about them and you can chat with me, any question, anything that I can help, inspire, and empower you. You can contact me through this, website.
That's fantastic. That's just amazing stuff. Well, so let's jump to the break. We've been talking to CEO and author Chef Zipporah today about how food is conscious art. We're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, we're going to dive back into some of these things that she's sharing with us today, so you can have a healthier life for a happier you. So stay with us and we'll be right back.
Are you here to change the world? Do you talk about things like vibration, frequency, awakening, and consciousness? Are you pretty sure you have superpowers? The Superpower Net is unlike normal coaching programs and conscious communities. We provide training, intuitive guidance, peer-to-peer learning, intensive one-on-one coaching, and a high vibrational network of people just like you. When you join the net, you get 24/7 access to a collaborative group of people who support you as you master your personal power and unlock your superpowers. If you are ready to use your superpowers to change the world, then join the Superpower Net today. Visit superpowerexperts.com/the net to learn more.
We're back. You're listening to Superpower Creatives, and today we're talking with celebrity Chef Zipporah of Chef Zipporah Enterprise, comfort food and harmony with your health. So Zipporah, I'd love to circle back to what we left off with before the break. You mentioned state of meditation. Could you just expand on that a little bit, and then also involve what you wanted to share before the break about your old book, because it had a direct connection to what we were just talking about. So you can take whichever one of those you want, but the state of meditation, I'm curious about that. But I also want to hear what you were about to say before we went to the break with your other book. So I'll let you take over from here. Thanks, Zipporah.
Okay. So we all kind of, you know, when we speak about meditation, it's like, you know, sit down.
With
our eyes closed, and sometimes we have mantra, we don't. However, there is a different kind of meditation for different purposes. There are what you call Kundalini meditation, which is very, very intense, and it's constant movement. You know, this music that I'm talking about, it will bring you the benefit of meditation. You're cooking, you're aware, you're awake, right? You know, because meditation gives you a certain wave in your brain. Different kind of more deeper meditation, you know, alpha, theta, and all of this kind of wave, brain wave.
Mm-hmm.
So this will give you the same brain wave where, as I said before, you are the highest health, you are happy, because it's actually release the hormone, the happy hormone, you know, in your body. So it's biological. And you know, when you're in meditation, we call it mindless. What does this mean? You don't let your mind to tell you a story of I can or I cannot, nothing. You just being in the present, focusing, giving 100% to whatever you do. In my case, it's cooking. Now, can you imagine when I put everything in my cooking and I only focus on the food, my whole senses, my whole being, all physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, is committed and involved into preparing the food that you're going to eat a few minutes from now. What do you think the benefit that you're going to get on the food is? It's very physical. Our emotional is action and reaction in our body. So everything is spiritual and physical. It's all connected. I hope I answer your question. But
yeah, that's great.
The other thing I want to share. So they did experiments with music and how different kind of type of music affect. And they took plants. You know, plants are very, very responsive. You know, I mean, I talk to my plants. I touch them. I give them love. I talk to my car, you know, and my car.
Yeah, I love that.
You know, and my car, she have a name.
Yeah.
In Hebrew, is a male or female. So in Hebrew, a car is a female. So I say she. But my car have a name. I talk to her. I bless her every morning. I give her the blessing. And I am so blessed that my car is driving fantastic. And she's going to. So plants know, you know, their response for communication. So they did experiments. They took two big musical speakers, you know, the one that you will have in a concert, large, tall, big speakers.
Yeah, I know those ones.
Next to each speaker, they put tall, beautiful, luscious plant, right? Healthy plant.
Yeah.
And they close them in a room, give them enough water, water them on a daily basis as they need it. But the music, they play 1 month, they play Baroque music. They play Bach, they play Handel, they play the Four Seasons of Vivaldi. I don't remember, but from this era of the Baroque music specifically. And then they were seeing the plant growing even more luscious, more green, more beautiful and dark, dark green, very alive. And they will start hugging the speakers, hugging them, growing close to them, and growing, you know, surrounded like somebody hug you. Okay, yeah. So this was one experience. Then they took the same speakers, took a different kind of plant, and again, healthy, and play heavy metal music for 1 month. Again, water the plants on a daily basis. What happened to these plants? They start deteriorating, become gray, and the leaf was falling apart, and they grew far away from the speaker. Instead of close and hugging the speaker, they grew far away. The effect of the vibration affects everything in the universe, period. And you cannot have more evident for, we talked about music, you can do this for anything else. You know, Emoto did this with words, with music, with thought, but everything has a vibration. I want to give you another thing, the power of vibration.
Yeah, please.
For example, the word good, the words good, G-O-O-D, have a very high vibration. Mm-hmm. However, the word love have the highest vibration. So this is just to show the power of the vibration. I know the people who listen to you, I know, I mean, we speak the same language probably.
Yes.
Everything in the universe is a vibration. If you want to be, I would go even farther away. If you want to be around somebody really, let's say that you want to be and you know this person, very affluent, and you have to be around this person, you have to work on your inner vibration. You have to bring yourself to this person vibration so there will be, you know, so you will be matched, you will be able to meet and draw this person into your circle. And I strongly believe in this.
Yeah, that universal language, that's sort of the, well, it's the invisible language, which is, I believe, the vibration that you share, and it is the most powerful component of our existence. And I love how you have expressed and just articulated really how, you know, vibration is really everything. You know, it's the it's the state of meditation that we are in life, that the whole brain, you know, meditation and the whole brain makes our superpowers, and that's all backed by vibration, and your food channels all of that wisdom and that belief and that vibration into what you prepare. And I love that you're sharing, you know, you're sort of like pulling back the veil and sharing in your creative process and how that food is making a difference in people's lives. And when you're preparing your dishes, what kind of music is a music type that you like the most? Like, is it Bach or is it Beethoven? More of that classical?
For my personal favorite,
yeah,
is Bach. And just next to it, maybe in the same line, you can say Handel. And then just a little notch before, just a half a notch, maybe Vivaldi. That would be number 1, 2, 3. Or 1, 1, and 2, you know. I can listen every morning, you know, part of my routine, part of my meditation. That's the way I meditate in the morning. You know, I have a ritual where I do my gratitude and many, many things, and counting my blessing and know what I want to accomplish and have my intention.
Yeah.
One component thing is my meditation. My meditation, I have this very special earphone, you know, I mean, phenomenal, that just, I feel like I'm sitting in a cathedral, you know, with this amazing acoustic. And I listen to either Bach or Handel, you know. Every day I have my choice. I have a special channel that I listen. Sometimes I listen to my own CDs that I produce that we have on our website, by the way. And that's how I meditate. That's start my day. David, do I have something to kind of share with you what I'm offering to people, or is it going to come late?
Yeah, well, no, that's actually, this is a perfect time to do that, because I want to have everybody hear what that is. So please tell us what's something you have going on right now that excites you, and something you want the people out there to know that you have going on, that the latest that you have going on for Chef Sephora.
Right. So a few things. First of all, you know, if you want to get my book, and my book is called Recipe for a Delicious Life. It's about chapters. One of them is about the celebrities and their favorite recipes. So if you want to know what I cook for the celebrities and their favorite recipes, that will be a lot of them will be in the book. Which, by the way, you can interact. You're gonna click on the on the icon there. Will lead you to YouTube. You actually see me cooking the recipe that you just read in the book. So that's the first in the world, because it's an interactive book. So
wow.
you can buy my book, you can buy the CDs. It's called Music for a Delicious Life, because I want all of us to have nothing but a delicious life on every aspect of our life. You can buy some T-shirts, which are very positive, fun affirmation, you know, on there. We also develop some, we have a service now that it's called Evening of Music, Meditation, and of course food. And you know, and if you be good enough, we might even do some dancing.
I love it.
I love fun. So I do this locally. I live here, Phoenix, Scottsdale area. However, we start getting some inquiry to go in the different parts of, to start with, in the United States. It's not exactly say this on the website. We're working, you know, every day we change more and more and more, and we expand as we grow. But if you want to know more, all we need to do is just go on the website, and we have email, and you can email us, and we will happily, we'll set some time where either we can talk or email or communicate. So this is one thing. Then we develop some other courses that will take me a long time to go through it. If you want to know more, if you're curious, you're welcome to, again, call, contact us. And we love people. We love to communicate. If you just want to say hello, it will be welcome. And we will greet you with smile and affection and happiness.
Well, and those are the key ingredients to having a wonderful experience in life, are, you know, the happiness and smiles. And you're offering so many amazing things here, and I hope everybody is, you know, writing it down and making sure they're taking a good note of all the, really, it sounds like one of a kind, really, offerings as far as what you do. Because I've the mixture of the music and creating these dishes and actually having the ability for people to see how you do that. I know I'm going to be checking it out for sure because I've been so curious about that. And you have to go and see how she does this. That's really awesome that she's willing to share not only through her books but actually video of you doing your process, your magic, and how you create your food. And I know for one, I'm very excited to see that. So thank you for offering that, Zipporah.
My totally pleasure. I delighted.
Well, I'll tell you, this has really been amazing. And I know myself, for one, I'm going to definitely look forward to going and seeing some of those things and taking a look at everything that's out there that you're making available for people to enhance their lives. And I'm going to be the next guy in line for sure for that. So this has just been amazing. And before we close out the show, I want to ask this last question to you, Chef Zipporah. If there's one thing, one brief statement you can say as far as valuable lesson you've learned in life that you can leave people with, what's something you could share with our listeners?
Okay. I would share never give up. Ever, ever, ever give up. You know, if you have some passion, dream, intention, anything, you know, it might not come in the way you think it will come, maybe not the time that you think it is. You trust the universe and mostly trust yourself. You know, you're intelligent, who you are as a human being, the super you, which is you, you will always get what you want, you know, as long as you're clear. And it's not that you don't give up. I think, and I live like this. That's how I live my life.
Well, those are powerful words, and everything you've accomplished is proof of that. And never give up. That's something to take to heart. And thank you for sharing that with everybody today, Chef Zipporah. And just thank you for joining me. It's been such a joy and honor to share in this space with you. And I really want to just acknowledge you once more for the powerful work you're doing to help people and the planet to eat healthier, to think more creatively, and to never give up. You're truly an inspiration, and personally, it's very exciting to have this chance to talk and hang out with you for a little bit and to witness all of your wonderful work. So thank you. Thank you once again.
Thank you.
I want to know you're very welcome. And I want to thank all the listeners as well. And until next time, be bold, stay true, and unveil your creative superpowers.
Are you ready to discover your superpowers? Go now to superpowerexperts.com and take the superpower quiz today.